What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of A Better You by your host, Fernanda Ramirez. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode. How are you guys doing today? I am currently recording this episode at 5:24 p.m. And when I tell you I have been trying to film this episode since like 1 p.m., I am not lying. I don't know what has happened to me today, but I have just been so distracted and I keep getting derailed. But I am so excited for today's video because we are going to talk about how to raise your vibrations and have a magnetic aura and overall embody the most confident, authentic version of yourself so that you can have the most crazy experiences, literally attract the best opportunities, the best people, just have great relationships, feel confident wherever you go. Honestly, all of the above. I know in the last episode, we just talked about having social confidence and making friends, but I really wanted to make an episode where we talk about how we can cultivate these vibrations and positive aura within ourselves so that opportunities can happen, not just like friendships and kind of stuff like that. As well as the fact that if you guys watched my leveling up series for 2023, I did mention that I wanted to make a video on how to raise your vibrations, and a lot of you guys were so interested in that topic. And so I decided that I would make it a podcast instead because I feel like there's just so many things that we can go with this topic and talk about rather than if I made like a 10-minute video. Before we get into the actual juiciness that is this episode, I wanted to give you guys a little bit of an update on how I'm doing, how I've been doing this past week, and just, you know, a little bit of a catch up. So first of all, it is Tuesday, okay? I have been filming my past like two podcasts the day before I release them, and I am literally the definition of a procrastinator, and I always do things last minute, but like it ends up working. So I guess I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but anyways, I'm filming my podcast today. This past weekend I had such a good time. First of all, I spent the Friday with my boyfriend, and it's actually like spring now and it's like cherry blossom season in Vancouver, and so we rented some bikes out and we biked along the city and made our way to a cherry blossom festival, and it was so fun. We got food trucks there, we got a whole bunch of different snacks, and honestly it was a very romantic bike ride until it did start pouring on us and we had to like bike all the way home. And you know, I could say that this was a very romantic rainy bike home, but my boyfriend was way ahead of me because the man's was wearing a t-shirt and shorts and it was raining. I was like fully comfortable in my track top and like my track pants, like literally sweatsuit, like I was completely fine, but the man was freezing. So he was like way up ahead of me and I was like, hey, this is not even romantic at this point. You are just running away from me. But anyways, that was my Friday, very fun. And then as for Saturday, I went to an event with House Concepts. It's a gym in Vancouver that I absolutely adore, and they just came out with their new clothing brand called House ID. And so they had a workout class that was hosted by Summer Rae, which was like such a crazy experience. It was honestly really fun. And then in the afternoon we had like a dinner, and then we went out like clubbing to celebrate, and it was so funny. Honestly, I had a really good time. I went with one of my friends and we just We were club rats, to say the least, but it was really funny and I had the best time. And honestly, I was socializing so much that it kind of inspired me to make this episode about just like how to radiate a good aura and good energy, because I feel like a lot of times when I go out, I try to embody like what I'm preaching about confidence and like all this kind of stuff, be yourself. And so it was kind of fun to just play with all the interactions, and I wanted to make this video on all that kind of stuff. So that was super fun. I had a very social weekend there. And other than that, I guess my cat has been staying with me this past week. And if you don't know, I do have an orange tabby cat. He is not a kitty by any means. He is a little bit chubby, a little bit overweight. And you know what? I don't even mind it. I think he's very adorable and very cute, but I keep getting messages from people saying like, your cat is overweight. And I don't mean that in like a concerning way. I think he might just be a little fluffy. But anyways, people keep messaging me about it. And I thought he looked fine. But anyways, he's been staying with me for the past week. And I actually adopted him like 3 years ago. It was one of my very first videos that I posted on my YouTube channel, which was like getting my cat. But he's been staying at my family house because he hated coming to my apartment, which was so sad because I know a lot of you guys have been asking me where he is. But I just couldn't bring him because whenever I did, he turned into like a demonic little kitty. And he would like hide in my closet. He would stare at the wall. I was literally sitting on my couch one of the days that he was over, and he was behind my couch, standing on his two hind legs, like staring over my shoulder, and he was giving me the creeps. So anyways, I brought him back to my family home, and I hadn't brought him back. But finally this week, my parents were like, you know what? Just take him for the week. We need some freaking rest, because he literally wakes up my parents the entire night. So I was like, you know what? That's fine. And they did not lie. You know, he's been sleeping a lot throughout the day, and during the night, he's been just a menace running around my apartment, literally having the zoomies. But I forgive him. He's cute, and I've loved having his company here. But anyways, that has been my week, as well as just working and enjoying spring. I've been getting a lot of flowers for my apartment. And yeah, I'm just excited for this next month. It's literally April 4th when I'm filming this. So I can't even believe that it's the start of a new month. But anyways, I just gave way too long of a recap on how I'm doing. I hope you guys are doing well wherever you're listening to this, whether this be in your car or in your apartment, whether you're cleaning, going on a walk, whatever it may be. I hope that you are having the best time and that you're excited for this week's episode. So let's get on into it. Okay, we are talking about how to raise our vibrations and have magnetic aura. Now, before I made this episode, I kind of was like, putting so many terms into a title, like talking about aura, talking about vibration, talking about frequency, talking about self-confidence. And I was like, okay, wait, how am I gonna like distinguish all these words? Cause they all seem like kind of buzzwords that sound the exact same. But basically everything vibrates at a certain frequency, and we as humans have our frequency, of course. And there's actually like a chart where you can see all the frequencies and different emotions that you can embody. For example, shame and guilt and like just like all the negative emotions that you can have are at the lower end of the vibration scale, I guess. And feelings like joy and passion and happiness and compassion and all of those happy emotions are much higher frequencies. So everything has a frequency, and us as humans, we have our own vibrations. And so in this episode, I want to talk about how we can raise our vibrations to be a higher frequency. And that means that you can align with opportunities, experiences, and other people that are the same frequency that you embody, which hopefully is a high one. So basically, you can attract a lot of opportunities. And I feel like me as myself, I've seen that the proof is in the pudding, that this actually works, because whenever I'm working on myself and working on my vibrations, it just happens that a lot of the dreams that I want to manifest end up coming true. I have it here that vibrations is your mental and emotional state of being. So when it's high, you'll feel more confident and in touch with yourself. You can feel happy, loved, lighter, and more at peace with yourself. Whereas when you're at a lower vibration, you feel a lot more dragged down, you feel heavy, you feel negative, etc. Now that is kind of the little summary of what your vibrations are and why we want to raise them. And as for your aura, it is said to be an energy field that is believed to surround and interpenetrate the physical body of living beings, including human beings, animals, and plants. It is said that your aura can be influenced by internal factors such as your thoughts, your feelings, your belief, as well as external factors such as the environment and interactions with others. So basically, your aura is kind of like this magnetic field that you have around you. And if you guys have never actually gotten your aura read before, you totally should. It's super cool. I actually got my aura read when I was in New York in September at my fam's meet and greet. If you guys know her, she's a YouTuber, and she launched her own collections that were all based on like frequencies and vibrations and all that kind of stuff. And so it was honestly so awesome that she had a little booth where you can get your aura photo taken. Basically, what you do is like you sit on this chair and you put your hands on these like electromagnetic thingies. I could be saying this way wrong, but they'll snap a Polaroid photo of you and you get to see what color your aura is around you. And if you guys were curious about mine was purple with a bit of white and blue, which I believe is very charismatic, creative energies, as well as intuitive ones and calming ones. So if you guys think that that's what I am, that's what my aura said. But anyways, that is the two topics that we are talking about and how we can improve them. Okay, so first I want to talk about vibrations and when they're low and versus when they're high and my personal experiences with them. Because I feel like I'm a very intuitive person. I'm really like in touch with myself and I can definitely feel when I'm in certain situations and I'm treating my body good and I'm doing all this good stuff. I can feel that good things are happening to me and vice versa. I can feel when something is gonna throw me off. And I feel like if you're kind of aware of these ideas and aware of what makes you feel good and what doesn't make you feel good, you also can turn into a very intuitive person and kind of know when to change things up for you. When I think of a time when my vibrations were super high is, for example, last year around this time, actually, I remember there was a period of time when I wasn't treating my body very good and I just like wasn't working out. I wasn't eating healthy. I was probably having a lot of negative thoughts and I just, even in photos, like looked so drained. And it's actually really funny. Okay, this is a side story, but I posted a YouTube video and somebody commented, "Girl, you should get back to gua sha-ing." And I think they said this because my face was literally bloated from how much freaking sodium I was eating, because I swear I had pho like 5 times a week. But anyways, that single comment threw me into a spiral and kind of changed the trajectory of how I needed to treat my body, because I was like, oh hell no, I'm never getting that comment again. Do not let hate bother you. But honestly, thanks to that person, because they changed my mentality on my well-being. And after that, I was like, girl, I gotta get my shit together and start taking care of myself. But ever since that happened, I was like, okay, we are gonna fix our aura. We're gonna fix our vibrations. I'm gonna be a good vibe. And this is what I did. So first of all, I started eating so healthy, eating things that were like fresh and green and avoiding a lot of junk food. And you know, it's said that in a lot of fast food places, the environment isn't good. You're eating a lot of like random meat that you don't even know where it came from. Maybe the people working there are not so happy to be working there. They're making your food with low vibes and then you eat it, you feel like shit. It's a constant loop. Whereas if you get fresh food, you know, you feel a lot better about yourself, you feel lighter, you feel happier, and it's like literally what nature actually wants you to eat. But that's one thing. And then the second thing was I started really taking care of myself, showing myself a lot of love and compassion and self-care and doing things that are not only externally helping me, like maybe giving myself a little glow up to feel good on the outside, but most importantly, making myself feel good from the inside, which was doing a lot of like manifesting, journaling, scripting, like doing a lot of the inner work and like reading. That all made me feel really good, as well as hanging around a lot of friends and friends that were really positive and uplifting. Moral of the story, I started treating myself a lot better. And when I took photos of myself at this time, even now looking back, I don't think I've ever looked better. And I don't think that it was that I automatically got prettier or like something happened. But when I look at those photos, I'm like, oh God, I was glowing. And you know, when people say that, like maybe they remove something toxic out of their life and everyone starts saying, oh my God, you're glowing. It is literally like when you're taking all those negatives away from you, you start to feel all good again. And it's very obvious to a lot of people and not just yourself. But anyways, I started feeling really good about myself. I started having a lot of a higher self-esteem, honestly, and confidence. And this was around the time where I took a trip to LA and I went to Coachella and opportunities were flying into my lap. Okay. And I honestly think that it's all thanks to raising my vibrations and like my outlook on life, because I was a lot more positive and like things just kept happening to me. I was making a lot of friends. I was receiving really good emails with opportunities for me. I was meeting people in person that I guess really liked my energy or really connected with me. And they were proposing ideas for like collaborations in the future. And overall, like, I think my content on YouTube turned out better. I think my relationships were probably better. Basically, everything was going so good. I think other times where I can tell that my vibrations are really high or that I'm feeling really happy and like on top of the world is like when I'm driving and it's sunny and I'm playing music. I always just feel so good and I can like feel myself like vibrating with like happiness. It's almost like when people go running and they say that they get a runner's high. I think it's almost the same thing when you feel your vibrations like coming off of you. Anyways, that's a situation where I could feel myself just being in such a good headspace. Another one for me when I feel my best is when I'm like in New York or when I'm honestly in social settings and I feel like it's just my time to shine. I feel so happy and light. Those are all times where I feel really good. As for when you feel your vibrations lowering, I can tell that I'm in a low like state when I'm around the wrong people that like don't make me feel good. Or when I'm feeling insecure, I think you can feel that your vibes are off. Or honestly, sometimes even living alone. I haven't really talked about this yet and I want to make a whole episode on living alone, what my experience with that all was. But I definitely felt that when I moved out and I was adjusting to this new energy and space, I wasn't really making it my own place yet. And it felt so foreign to me that it was just making me feel off. But anyways, you guys can probably think about it yourself. If you guys journal, I think that this is a good journal prompt to talk about. You've probably seen it before on like Pinterest or something when people do energy givers and energy takers. But I think acknowledging when you feel your best and when you feel that like positive uplifting vibe versus when you feel dragged down and heavy and noticing the difference so you can really pinpoint what it feels like to feel each kind of state and what drives you in which kind of state so that you can also self-reflect on what stage you're currently in and be like, hey, where do we go from here? By the way, if you're watching the video version of this podcast and the lighting is whack, I'm so sorry. I am filming at such an awkward time right now and like the lighting is strictly on my face and it's making me look so washed out, but let's ignore that. I'm also like literally getting blinded actually as we speak. So we're gonna talk about how I personally and how you guys can raise your mental emotional state of being, which is how you raise your vibrations. In my video on how to level up for 2023, I was telling you guys that I made a sheet and I kind of just like colored it all out with some of the ways that I want to raise my vibrations. And so I kind of just want to go over all of them and just kind of go in depth with them. Again, these are how I personally raise my vibrations when they are low. We're going to start with gratitude. Now, as you know, gratitude is so important. It honestly is so beneficial in so many ways. I think it really makes you realize what you have, especially when days move by so quickly. I feel like you kind of forget to stop and really pay attention to the little things that happened to you that made you smile that day. And so if you have a daily gratitude practice, I think this will really help realize that you have so much to live for and so many things to be grateful for. I would highly recommend having like a journal beside your bed or something, and every single morning and at night you write like three things that you're grateful for. And maybe at first, if you're struggling with finding things to be grateful for, it might take a minute, but once you start making it a routine, you're gonna realize that there's so many things to be grateful for. And it kind of goes back to the episode that we did on romanticizing your life, but we'll see that there's so many exciting things happening all around us. The second way is doing some sort of spiritual practice. The two that I personally like to do is yoga and meditation. I feel like this really grounds me and brings me back into my own body, especially when things outside feel really chaotic. It kind of gives you some time to really reel it back in and just stay really present. It kind of makes me feel control of the moment. And when I'm in yoga or I'm doing a meditation, I literally say to myself, there is nowhere you need to be. There is nowhere but now. You're giving yourself an hour or 30 minutes to just be present and do nothing. Nothing but that. And doing this daily honestly improves my mood so much. Last year, I was really obsessed with yoga and I did vinyasa, I did hatha, I did yin yoga, honestly, so many different kinds. And they all had their like benefits, I guess, but vinyasa has become my favorite just because it is one that I feel like I actually built muscle from. And not only, again, side note, does this make you kind of improves my mental health in every single state, but if you are trying to figure out more ways to do like physical activity, I think yoga is a great option because it's so like underrated. Honestly, to do vinyasa yoga, you need a lot of strength in your core and it is just really beneficial for your body. It's kind of like a meditation in motion. You're just being very mindful of all your movements and you're very aware of all your different like body parts and what they're all doing at the same time, especially if you do it in a community setting. Like if you sign up for a gym or something, not only do you get to have the actual experience, but you're meeting other people, you get to interact with others, you kind of get that little bit of social aspect fed to you. I also just love being in the presence of a yoga teacher because they usually sprinkle in a little bit of advice or they give you some new kind of perspective and it kind of just makes you think. So I personally love it. Not only did yoga obviously help with my mental health and my physical health, but it really helped with my sleep schedule. I used to sleep on my side and now I like strictly sleep on my back because at the end of every yoga practice, you do a shavasana, which is when you lay flat and you literally do nothing. You just kind of feel like your body goes into sleep, but your mind is still going. But anyway, Anyways, yeah, there's so many benefits to yoga. I feel like I could talk about it forever, but I absolutely love that. And as well as meditation, I've recently gone into meditation literally within like the past 2 weeks. And obviously I've meditated before. Like I said, when I was in yoga, there's a lot of times meditation comes into hand, but I never really do it on my own time. And when I would do it, I would do like a guided meditation, which was like 15 minutes. Someone speaks to you and they kind of guide you through it and they'll make you think of things. And it kind of keeps you from derailing, I guess. Like you don't think about other things because you're thinking about what the person is saying to you. So I feel like that's a great way to start. But recently I've been doing meditation where I just listen to frequency music in the background or in pure silence. I'll just put like a timer on for 20 minutes. And you really have to bring awareness to your third eye. I feel like I'm talking a lot about like I'm just talking about all this like spirituality right now, but honestly, all of this kind of practices, I really do see a difference in my overall mental health and how I show up to the world. I feel like the proof is there. I feel like I've gotten a lot of really crazy opportunities and things, and I honestly believe that it is because of the energy that I put out and cultivating this energy inside of you. So even though I feel like I sound a little bit maybe crazy to the people that aren't very open-minded with this kind of stuff, but if you are into this, you totally get where I'm coming from. One more thing I wanted to add, doing breath work consistently is also really good for you and supposedly raises your vibration, which I don't practice breath work that often, but if you guys know about Wim Hof, he does like great breath work practices, and it's kind of goes along with the whole cold plunge and like sauna stuff. I don't do that very often, but I know that's like so great for you. But the next one I have here is eating high vibe food, which to me is basically, like I was saying earlier, kind of like vegetables, eating really healthy foods, not eating anything too processed or like junk food. And then number four would be reducing and eliminating toxins, which is literally so many things. It's actually unfortunate how many of our daily used items have toxins in them, whether that be processed food or alcohol, or honestly, if you're going crazy here, like certain kind of fragrances that we use, like candles and perfumes and detergents, but also like plastics, fluoride. Like I think there's so many things that are bad for you that you don't really even realize, that if you actually do the research and just like search it up, even like certain oils and certain food colorings, like it's crazy how many things are actually really bad for you. So I've been kind of being a little more cautious with that recently and trying to make subtle switches to my diet to kind of improve my well-being. The next one is consuming high vibe content, which again, we talked about this in our first episode of how to romanticize our life, but listening to happy music and like reggae music that has really positive vibrations, but also listening to frequency music. I always listen to frequency music when I'm going to bed. I'll play like a 20-minute timer for it to just turn off when I end up falling asleep. But listening to that kind of music is really good for your soul. And I kind of said high vibe content consumption because it's not just the music that you listen to, but it's also the content you consume on your social media. I think if you're using social media in a way to like look at maybe influencers that make you feel bad about yourself, or you're watching like, I don't know, content that is not really beneficial for you, maybe it's like a lot of violence or like a lot of judging people or whatever it may be, it may make you feel kind of worse. So I feel like watching what kind of content you use can be really beneficial to you. The next one would be being in nature and grounding. Now, I am very fortunate to live in Vancouver, which is like a super naturey place. Honestly, I could do a better job at this one because there's so many hikes around me and like sports outside that I could be doing that I don't currently do. But if you can go on more walks or spend time outside, I would highly recommend it. I think it feels really good to be in nature, and as well as like grounding, which is like having your feet on the grass. It makes you like just feel recharged and alive. And that is, again, something that I need to get better at, but it's just been so cloudy and cold out here in Vancouver. But if you're like in a sunny place, definitely take advantage of that. The next way that I like to raise my vibration is by welcoming more feelings of love and generosity and forgiveness, and just like doing things that ignite those kinds of feelings within you. And also this may be like feelings of joy and passion and excitement and happiness, and just welcoming those feelings more, because there's two things I want to say about this. The first one being, I saw someone online say that when you're living your life, you should be living it and asking yourself the question, how could I be having more fun right now? And that really made me think, because I think at the end of the day, you're on this earth to like experience everything. And if you're just kind of sitting at home, or you're in a negative space, in a negative place, or a situation that you don't like, you can just kind of think to yourself, how could I be having more fun right now? And it could be something so simple as like calling up a friend, texting somebody, listening to music, just making yourself feel better, whatever. I think welcoming those like happy feelings is just going to make everything around you feel a lot brighter and happier. The other thing that I wanted to say about this was I recently saw a TikTok. It was literally Nick from The Bachelor, Nick Vile, if anyone knows or if anyone keeps up with him. He was talking about the ego versus the heart and the soul. And he was saying that the ego lives off of validation and the heart and the soul live off of fulfillment. And that really made me think, because I feel like a lot of what we do is to like make other people think that we're living these like really cool lives, or we want to show off online, or you're trying to think what's going to make me look the best. But if you're really thinking about fulfillment and having these actual happy emotions and happy feelings, it comes from feeding your heart and your soul. So really acknowledging what is actually making me feel good within, and what do I actually want? And then you can start like living in your truth and living with that intention. The next one is having a good self-care and good sleep. I think we all know this. This is a given, but speaking about confidence and all that kind of stuff, I think it really radiates to other people when you take care of yourself. Also, having good sleep, I think, just sets you up for success, which is something that I honestly need to work on because my sleep schedule is kind of messed up. But yeah, just taking care of yourself like you're a little baby, like literally your inner child, imagining yourself. And the last one that I have here is practicing being authentically yourself. One quote that I really, 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 really love, and honestly, I would get it tattooed on myself if the time came around, is that authenticity is power. And again, I've talked about this before, but being authentic and being yourself, I think, is like the greatest gift that you can have, and just makes you feel so, so good. And I think the more that you can practice being yourself and allowing other people to see you for who you truly are, is going to give you so much fulfillment, because then you won't ever have to feel like you're putting on a mask or acting in a way that's going to make other people like you, but you can truly be yourself. Overall, I think that was like 10 ways that I personally make my vibrations higher, and that's what I do and I practice daily and try to embody. But again, I think it's all a work in progress, and if you aren't doing all those things right now, that's completely fine. I think acknowledging that those are the things that make you feel good, and at least personally, those are ways that make me feel good, then you can kind of do them more often. And yeah, I also wanted to talk about some of the ways that I lower my vibrations, and I realize that now, but I think maybe saying them out loud, maybe some of you guys can relate to them and be like, yeah, that makes me feel bad when I do that too. But the first one is being in a messy environment. Unfortunately, I do this quite often. I'm so bad at cleaning my space, but whenever my place gets really messy, I do realize that my like mental health just declines, because I literally can't think straight. There's things all over the place, and I feel so like cluttered. Like I'm like trying to walk around and I'm literally stepping on like hangers and clothes on the floor, and it's just not a vibe. It also doesn't even look appealing. Like I enter my space and I'm just like, goddamn, like not this again. But definitely that's one of them. Another one would be to spend too much time alone and being isolated. Obviously that makes me feel a lot worse. I feel like especially ever since I moved out, it's so easy for me to stay inside, but I've realized that that honestly doesn't make me feel better. And yes, I love spending time alone, but spending too much time alone isn't beneficial for me. Another thing that lowers my vibrations is when I avoid doing exercise. I feel like this can go for a lot of people, but I can 100% say that sometimes I forget that like exercise is not just for my body, but it's literally for my mental health, and it does make you feel so much better. And right now, if for some reason your mental health isn't where you want it to be, take a little self-reflection period and ask yourself, am I working out at all? Because that usually is the big like indicator for me that I'm like, hey, I need to change something here, because this is probably why I'm not feeling my best. And yeah, the last thing I would say is I think I try to stay really open-minded. That makes me feel a lot better. And like, if there's something that I don't align with, I kind of just like distance myself from it. Or if it's something that I think I would judge, I just try to like forget about it. And I'm like, hey, it's not my problem. It's not me. That's out of my control, whatever. And then I continue on, because it doesn't even actually make you feel better. And there's really no reason to be judgmental about things that you can't control. So yeah, that is something that I avoid doing. I try to stay open-minded, and I feel like that makes me show up better for other people as well. But yeah, those are all the things that raise and lower my vibration and that maybe you can incorporate in your life if you aren't doing those already. And lastly, before we continue on, I've said this already, but I think it's all a work in progress. I think it's like impossible to be at a high vibe at all times. And I think we've all realized that like emotions and all that is definitely a roller coaster. And there are times when you're really high and there's times when you're really low. But at the end of the day, nothing ever stays the same and you'll always be changing and flowing and it's not linear. So just acknowledging that and also just remembering that the only constant we have in life is change, which is something that I need to get better at realizing. But there's always going to be ups and downs and that's okay. I think you need to have one in order to have the other one. So, you know, it's all part of the process. But anyways, once you are feeling high vibe, you're feeling good, you're feeling on top of the world, then automatically, without you even trying, you are already radiating this amazing vibe and people can sense that about you. And then we go on to the whole aura and amplifying your energy because yes, you have all this energy. People can tell, people can sense it about you. But I think how to get people drawn to you, there's a few more things that you can do there. I had written down here that having magnetic energy and a magnetic aura is what pulls people into you. It is exuding a certain level of charisma, charm, and positive energy that draws people to you. I think when I go to a lot of social events or social settings, there's times when you can feel kind of insecure. And even if you are high vibe and you're feeling all positive, like your insecurities can kind of get the best of you. And I think especially when I've been in like LA or New York, there's like so many pretty people around me. Sometimes I can get all in my head and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like all these people are so beautiful. It's so crazy. And you may feel like this too. We have to remember that beauty and all that kind of stuff comes from within. And if you're watering your inner world, it will reflect in your outside world and people can get that vibe. And the way that you are mentally feeling and your whole aura and your whole energy, it will draw people to you. So how to amplify this energy and get people attracted to your vibe. I saw this on the internet and I've been doing it ever since. Whenever I go into a place that's really crowded, I look to the corners of whatever room that I'm in and I kind of imagine amplifying my energy outwards to the corners of the room. So you're like spreading it out. That may sound really crazy, but I swear it works and it actually helps my head think that I'm in control of the place that I'm in and I'm pushing my energy outwards. The other thing that I do is I'm constantly giving myself words of affirmations and I'll tell myself, I'm so beautiful. I have great energy. I'm very charismatic. I'm very interesting. I attract opportunities everywhere I go. I meet really interesting people. People want to talk to me. And even if you don't believe it, saying it to yourself will really reinforce this idea into your head and your brain doesn't know the difference. So you start to believe this as simply facts. And it honestly makes all the difference for me. The next way I think you can amplify your energy and make people want to continue talking to you and feel really attracted to your energy is being authentically yourself. Honestly, when I have been in the past a little bit more reserved or I've been shy to open up with my personality, I've definitely given off weird standoff-ish vibes, even if I'm not trying to. And I actually want to give a personal story with this. But recently there's been a situation where I was at this place and every time I go there, I don't know why, I was feeling so awkward and I wasn't really being myself and I probably was being really short with my answers and yeah, it was kind of weird vibes, okay? And then recently I saw them in a different setting and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to be myself. I don't need to be this awkward. I don't know why I'm being awkward. I was being authentic. And they literally said to me, this is really cool seeing what you're actually like. And we had like such a long conversation and it really made me think and kind of appreciate the fact that if you are yourself, it is so much more appealing than you trying to act like somebody that you're not or trying to keep more composure or like being scared of being yourself or whatever. And again, I think being a content creator and seeing other content creators, the ones that stand out the most are the ones that truly show their personalities and they're relatable and they're themselves and they don't try to act like everybody else. And I bet you guys can realize this too when you guys are like consuming content. You know, the ones that are at the very top are being themselves and that's what people like to see. And honestly, it is so special to be your own person and it is so much more interesting. And I think people just naturally gravitate towards somebody who is authentic. Another trait that I think is very magnetic is when you are passionate. A passion could be honestly anything from a sport to a belief to a hobby to a career to maybe a feeling, whatever it may be, I think finding your passion and talking about it openly is such an attractive trait that people will, again, gravitate to your positive energy that is super happy and high vibe. I think a few other small ones that I think are quite obvious, but maybe should just get brushed up on, is giving a lot of eye contact to other people. I think that is automatically just inviting them to come to you, and they'll probably get that sense from you. Doing all of these things will make you have the best energy in the room. And I think something else to note is that even though a lot of these things seem kind of like common sense or seem very straightforward, I think that a lot of people aren't practicing them all at once. And when you do them all at once, you have a leg up on so many people. And I don't know if that's good or bad to say, but I really think that not everyone is doing all these things. And when you are truly doing the inner work, things will happen to you that you wouldn't even be expecting. And if you don't believe me, I suggest highly trying these things, trying to implement some of these tips into your life and seeing how things will change for you, seeing how good opportunities will come to you, maybe synchronicities, which I think is like when a lot of good coincidences are starting to come to you. Just remember, and I'm talking to you that is listening to this podcast, you have so much potential, you have so much inside of you, and you are so unique and you are so special. And truly, just by being yourself and treating yourself as best as you can really write your future. And that sounds kind of crazy, but really the ball is in your court, and you can change the outcomes of situations, but it's all based on how you perceive it. And I think it's kind of crazy. Can you imagine if every single person on this world was taking the time to do all these things for themselves and to really take care of themselves from the inside? We'd honestly live in such a freaking amazing place with everybody vibing so high and just like radiating love. I think it would be great. I honestly think it would be great. And if there's a party where that's happening, invite me there. But yeah, I guess those are my tips on how I raise my vibrations, how I avoid my vibrations going down, and how I use the power of my freaking mind to amplify my aura and my energy. But yeah, anyways, that was the end of this episode. I feel like I've been talking for so long, and I'm like, at this point, I'm just like, what am I even saying? But I hope you guys got the gist of it. Before we leave, I wanted to tell you guys three things that I'm currently grateful for, because I want to hear what your three are. And after I'm done saying mine, I would absolutely love it if you go on the @abetteryou.byfernanda podcast Instagram and DM me three things that you are grateful for, because I would be so interested in hearing it. But the first thing that I'm grateful for is the temperature right now. I feel absolutely at peace with the fact that I can go outside right now with no jacket. It honestly makes me feel so good and so happy that summer is coming and just spring in general. The second thing that I'm grateful for is good music. Literally before I started recording this podcast, I was having a dance party on my own and it was feeling so good. Let me tell you guys, Coachella is coming up and I am so freaking excited. I just want to dance for hours and hours on end. And I can't wait to let the music run through me and actually just, you know, have a good time looking cute, wearing a cute little outfit. And I guess third thing that I am very, 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 very grateful for is the ability to FaceTime, honestly, because this morning I FaceTimed my boyfriend for like 2 hours and I had a blast and I love technology for that reason. But anyways, that is the end of this podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you learned something new. If you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel already, make sure you do so you can watch me in person as well. Also, make sure to give this podcast a rating, preferably 5, and any little feedback that you have. Recommend it to your friend, recommend it to your sister, recommend it to your cousin. And I love you guys. I will see you soon. Please DM me on Instagram and I will talk to you later. I love you.
When everyone is on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.